matter that much, Chuck. I don't.
Mr. Chairman,
this, we're just talking about an inventory.
It says they'll do it for all the land, but I guess what they're implying is that if you have to cut some back, you do it first for the ones with the critical environmental island.
Yeah.
That just means if you're gonna cite some facility, you look at the other values on it.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, Representative, is anything else down to line 14 and more of that in the inventory business? Okay, if not, Representative Rudd had a suggested amendment number 2 for line 14. However, if we are going to not delete 3805, where is it?
300?
Question 3 of the bill. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not. Okay, the comment was that the Rudd Amendment 2 was covered by 3805-305. And which I have read. So that does provide for public hearings ad nauseum, as I recall.
It provides for a extensive public notice in the section. Notice to municipality, notice to regionalities.
Well, okay. How about we do that? This yes. What's it? 3805. Well, then, how about if we just add this to mollify? How about if we add the words after public involvement? We add comma and in accordance with AS 3805-305, comma. Would that? Okay, I'd like to move that amendment then.
What amendment are we moving
now? Okay, Representative Rudd had a long amendment number 2. The department said it has to do with public hearings and whatnot. Department said you don't need it because we've already provided for those public hearings in 3805-305. My suggestion is that instead of this long amendment that was suggested, that we simply add the following language after the word public involvement on line 15, that we add comma and in accordance with AS 38.05.305, comma, develop, maintain, and so forth. That would pretty well adopt that by reference in the event anybody had any doubts as to whether it would apply. Okay, I'd make that motion then to make that amendment. Hearing no objection, that amendment will be adopted. Line 22, I'd like to move that the existing language of subsection B2 be omitted.
What was the motion?
That be inserted in the speech.
I can't read it.
Okay.
Can I read it?
Okay. And that this section be reworded as follows. 2, consider physical, economic, and social factors affecting the region or area, and involve other agencies and public knowledge in achieving a systematic interdisciplinary approach, period.
That's a good one.
That's
pretty good.
That's worse than what we've got.
That's much better.
Well, anyway, that's what Chuck suggested. I don't.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, it's just.
Well, okay. Is objection to the motion? Here, no objection, the motion is not. I want to please everybody I can. All right, number three. That's right. Could you read it again? Okay, two, consider physical, economic, and social factors affecting the region or area, comma, and involve other agencies and public,
Other agency and the public.
And the public.
And the, okay, agencies and the public.
In achieving.
Comma, in achieving, a systematic interdisciplinary approach, whatever that is. Okay.
Implementing.
Okay, I've got it written down.
Finalizing and implementing.
Okay, here, no objection, the motion will be adopted.
Ernie?
Okay, there was also an amendment suggested on, in number three, that the words "and critical environmental concern" be deleted.
President.
Where are you? I disagree with that. I think that areas of critical environmental concern ought to be given priority.
Where are you now, Steve?
I'm on page 8, line 26.
Okay.
If people abuse that, of course, then that's something else. They still have to. Under what we're going to presumably adopt, they still have to classify it through the legislature.
I move the deletion on subsection 7, however.
Well,
on page 9.
Okay.
What'd you do with the, what'd you do
okay.
with
left it as it is.
Just left it?
Okay. The motion is, Mr. Greening now moves on page 9 to delete section 7, subsection 7, on lines 3 through 4. Is there objection? Hearing none, motion will be adopted.
Did I hear the rationale?
Well, why don't you weigh some long-term benefits against some short-term benefits and tell me what you come
to. I was going to make the same motion.
I agree with your reason.
Motion carries with it the renumbering of the subsequent section, so that will also be done. Let's see, line, okay, roaring on through on page 9.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Meekin.
Yeah. I want a legal opinion here on line 7, page 9. Is the word meaningful meaningful?
Yes. Okay. Yes, by God. The word meaningful is
it's very meaningful.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Lines 24, 26, section E, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the section be deleted and subsequent subsections be renumbered accordingly. Hearing no objection.
What number was that?
E.
That's subsection E. That's Phil Holdsworth's First Amendment.
What is it?
And I noticed a red line on Paul's. Okay, I want to do one. Okay, there is a, we've now deleted that. There is a suggested substitute reading as follows. E, land shall be classified as provided for in AS 3805-300 and must be classified before being included in the management system described in section 70 of this chapter. Okay, is there a comment on that proposed new section E?
I object.
Okay.
I object to section 7.
What? That's not fair.
That's out.
We're not making it.
Okay, it's in Mr. Holdsworth's memorandum that should be in the bill folder.
I don't understand, is it, I mean, is it, does everyone agree that all land needs to be classified before it's included in the management system described in section 70 of this chapter? Is that something everybody knows you have to do? Because I don't know that you have to do that. I was wondering, if you don't, why do you do it?
Well, it says it must be classified before being included in the management systems, is really what it says.
Well, isn't that a classification in itself, though, when you include it in the man?
Well, how would it be if you got rid of the language after the comma and scratched out and must be classified, then what you'd have would read as follows. Land shall be classified as provided for in AS 3805-300 before being included in the management systems described in section 70 of this chapter. How would that be, Phil?
It says the same thing.
Same thing.
300
is a temporary, it allows for a temporary classification, doesn't it? 300 allows the authority to classify when determined necessary.
But it doesn't make it mandatory.
Shall be classified. Is that a different kind of classification? That's a preliminary classification. Oh, I see. All right.
Section 300 does not say you have to classify all land.
Right.
What? Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Mark?
I missed this when Phil was talking about what. Why is this necessary? I thought, why are we doing it? You know, if we include it in the management system, aren't we classifying it? Maybe I should see what 300 says, 05-300.
Well, it's right on the bottom, on the back side of it.
Oh.
Preliminary classification. I just mentioned it before. Now, you know, people are, damn it, you know, this federal land that's being classified for D2, if the damn Congress does what they want it to, I'll challenge you to set foot on that land, because I'll bet you by the time those people get through, if they do what they're planning on doing, not a person in this room will set foot on it, except unless you file a 90-page petition to some damn person in Washington.
Or if it's civil disobedience.
Well, Stephen, I couldn't agree with you anymore.
And if you don't allow public land around here to, then you're not going to be able to use any of the land in Alaska. You know,
we got all the people in Alaska's doing the same thing.
Well,
nobody's going to be able to use.
That's not true, Rich. You can use state lands in Alaska. You can go on them.
From a distance.
You can go on them. That's not going to be true of the federal lands. You're not going to be able to even use them. So I think people ought to be able to, I think people ought to remember that when they're talking about how public lands ought to be removed from the public and parceled out. I think it should be done within some people use them. As much as people can use it for those four things I mentioned.
I have no objection.
What did we put 300 in there?
I just don't know what it does, frankly.
Did we put 3805-300 in there, Steve? Did we put 3805-300?
Well, it's down the tail end, Red. I guess that the purpose would be to leave that, to not repeal it. But we haven't gotten there yet. Well, I mean, we're going to put it right in there. Okay, I'd move that Mr. Holdsworth's language be adopted in place of the existing section D that we deleted on. Land shall be classified as provided for in AS 3805-300 and must be classified before being included in the map.
Must be classified, can be taken out, couldn't it?
Well, it ought to be classified before being included in the management system.
Well, but land shall be classified as provided for in AS 3805-300 before being included in the management system as described in section 7.
Well, that appears to be a preliminary classification. I think it's two separate questions. First, do you want to, Bill, what's the brief for that?
Well, the preliminary, the language in the first sentence is a preliminary by the director.
Yeah.
It is direct given to the commissioner, then he approves it. Then it's a permanent classification, but it still can be reclassified when a showing of need arises.
Okay, what
so
is
it? It really isn't just a preliminary classification.
But what are the implications? Is the land available for public and private use prior to classification? That's the nitty-gritty of it.
That's right. And that's what it would be under 300, but it would not be under the present language in need. Classified for uses and purposes involving retention and public ownership may be included in the following system.
Why don't we just say AS 3805? I mean, you're talking about being classified under some. If we're not going to repeal 300, it would have to follow the orderly process of the statute. But what you're talking about is all those. What other general, it doesn't make sense. We're talking, maybe, you can answer that. What other classifications are we talking about except 300 under
that's
A?
All, that's the only authority for classification is 300.
Well then.
All right, well then we ought to be able to make that adjustment that I was talking about, that Clark's talking about, shouldn't we?
Which
land
shall
be. I mean, that's the choice. You either said it shall be, all of it shall be classified. If you don't buy that, then you just pull the words and must be classified out of the middle. And it says land shall be classified before being included in the management systems. I mean, that makes sense at least.
Chairman, you really don't need that latter part of that sentence, because when you get to 70, it says right there, right, state land classified for these types of uses, which would be classified under 300, so that might be simpler just to say land will be classified under section 300.
Okay, and just leave the rest of it out. Seem to be in something of a holding pattern. I'd like to call about a 5-minute recess. We do have presentations.
That's
great
guns there.
Yeah.
To the real world.
You're about 4 months along.
Page 10, aren't we? We were still muddling around with page 9. And deciding what the E should be. What did we?
We decide we're going to replace.
Okay, I move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the following language. E, land shall be classified as provided for in AS 3805-300.
Second.
I ask unanimous consent.
Okay, is there objection? Hearing no objection, the motion carries. No, no, it'll still be, Okay,
question on the next item, does that conflict in any way with what the commissioner of the Department of Transportation has to do in establishing easements and corridors?
I don't know. Phil, what's the answer to that? Well, it says shall be integrated with land use planning.
What's a minor action? Put that.
Okay, the question was in subsection F, whether that contemplates some involvement by the Department of Transportation. Boy, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
What does it say, transportation?
All right, I imagine it would integrate, when you draw the regional plan, it would integrate the Commissioner of Highways, or Commissioner of Transportation now, you know, mm-hmm. what he has already decided for that area within the plan.
We got an amendment on this one. There are two amendments that Lisa was suggesting. The short ones on that page 5 are suggested amendment 4.
That's G.
Well, it is G, but it's now F.
Where are you now?
No, it's G.
It's now G, because we inserted a new section E and then just deleted it.
Oh, we're back to G again.
Back to G, my God. It's good to know that G stands for God.
G is still...
What page are you on?
10.
9.
G, page G.
Okay, page 10, number G, there is... There are a number of amendments suggested by Ms. Rudd. I'd like to move the following amendment, that section G, come to a screeching halt after the word plans on line 2, and that the words and comprehensive. Is that what the hell it is?
Land use and comprehensive.
In there and yeah. And comprehensive be inserted after the word land use.
And comprehensive.
Yeah.
That's it. That's going before the
plan. That's the middle Rudd amendment. She's got three different number 4 ones, and that's the middle one.
That's number 2.
It's always a good way to go. Okay. Hearing no objection, motion carries. Management systems.
Let's dump up.
Well, I would suggest that. I ain't going to make a motion yet. I think we need some discussion on this. I'd suggest that we get rid of numbers 3 and 4. I can imagine how much fun it'll be on the floor with wild and scenic rivers in there.
I kind of hate to see you take those out.
I know. I'd suggest removing.
It'll be a motion to put them back.
3 and 4. Yeah, we can fight over it somehow. I know we can figure out some way. And over in number C on page 11, that we say state land classified in accordance with section 65 of the chapter may be included in the state park system by act of the state legislature, period.
Where do those words come after?
Where are you?
Page 11.
Well, what? I'm just suggesting an approach to management systems, which is on page 10 and 11. What I'd suggest, at least as a departure point for conversation, is that we remove sections 3 and 4, section 3 being taken care of anyhow, section 4 being a lightning rod, and that number C be redone to say that state land classified in accordance with section 65 of this chapter may be included in the state park system by act of the state legislature, period. Your part?
How about line 2 above state legislature?
Well, before we get, that be inconsistent with section 300 then, but we might want to change that.
Well, you also want to make 7, 8, and 9?
Well,
why would we?
Because it says, state park systems aren't multiple use, and it says it makes the exception in 300 for land areas under 640 acres. That's section 3805, 300.
Wait a minute. No shall be posted. Well, why is that inconsistent? What's it inconsistent with?
Well, because the state park system. Well, it would indicate that you could put it in some classification other than multiple use if it were under 640. If I had taken the intent of the amendment is to require.
Well, it just says that if we establish a park, that it's to be done by the state legislature, period, and not have all the other in there.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Well, they're not going to establish parks of 640 acres.
So what are you going to eliminate the rest of that?
You delete all the rest, don't you?
Yeah.
Is it, Pat?
Oh, I think you could have something along the lines of, rather than by the state legislature, why don't you just put as provided by law?
Well, then you're back with
law. Oh, then you're back in the governor's
law. What I'm saying with 300.
The governor
which
can't
by
be
law,
if you don't want the governor to be able to create parks by proclamation, then you should just eliminate C altogether. You got the second sentence covered by omitting the repeal of 300. And right now, the legislature has to create parks. So.
Well, all right. Except for the extent that you create a 640-acre park.
It's too big.
I like your language.
Yeah, I guess so. Less than 640, I guess.
Well, I can't imagine creating a park of 639 acres, I guess.
Well, that looks very funny.
Has that ever been done in the history of the state?
Yes, it has.
That's a city park.
Wayside park, sure.
Wayside park. A little beach wayside, these sort of things have been created as parks.
Okay.
All the points down there off the airport, south end of the.
There's nothing the matter with that.
They're wayside parks.
What?
The one at Delta is a park. You build parks.
Okay, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with the governor being allowed to do that?
Make wealth, it isn't any bigger than 640 acres. It couldn't hurt us too much.
Okay. Then maybe we'll just blow the C out of there. Okay. There's still been no motion. We're still fiddling around.
Still what? Did you move the 3 and 4? We got that out?
Well, Mr. Freeman said I so moved, and I don't know what he means.
Okay, I so move that we delete on page 10.
3 and 4.
Seven, on line 17, 3, and on line 19, 4. And on page 11, C. Line 4 to 9 include.
Okay. And renumber subsection 5 is subsection 3. Okay. Is there objection to the motion? Motion carried. Objection. Okay. Sorry.
Land classified. Let's see. 60 may be included.
65.
State public reserves.
That's that classic line one.
This model for any, you.
Yeah.
We'd be better off to eliminate the whole 070. The whole thing.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Well, I don't think so either.
No objection.
Okay. Is there further objection to Mr. Freeman's motion?
Mr. Chairman, do I understand you to mean that you're going to leave B in its present language?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's the way she stands right now. What's that going to do to us?
For purpose of discussion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Going to leave what in?
Section B. As long as he's limited.
As long as 300 is there. Yeah.
Would you explain what that does? I don't understand what you mean. What does 300 do? Limited to 640 acres?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
What would be wrong with, I'm trying to think of a circumstance where it would be, time would be of the essence to the point that you couldn't have the legislature approve that.
Well, this is multiple use, the public reserve system is multiple use land, which I take is what everybody wants as much as possible.
Oh, all right.
He still can't, because of 3805-300, which we're not going to repeal, he still can't close it to multiple use if it's over 640 acres, unless the legislature acts.
All right. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, even on the parks and other developments under 640 acres, generally those things have developmental costs, and you still have time to act on the bond or something like that.
Yeah. And we, in fact, have done so in the last two or three days. Would you feel comfortable with that, Phil?
I remove my objection.
Okay. Okay.
I have no objection.
Okay. There being no objection to the motion, then the motion carries. Okay, Clark?
Yeah. Maybe Pat can answer this. Back on public reserve systems, we say wildlife reserves, but we've got a system of refuges now, which they really are mixed up in terms of who's. In some cases, it's a division of lands in concert with fish and game. In some cases, fish and game in concert with State Division of Lands. Should we mention refuges in there? Someday, the legislature is going to have to resolve the complex. We've got, just in the Cook Inlet area, we've got different schemes, I know. And mostly because of floor amendments, but that's just the way it happened.
I guess not as much you want to go into this, in front of those other sections in this legislation. The refugees in this
situation. Well, but reserves or refuges, as I see them, are multiple use designations, as I contemplate them. And the idea being you manage, though, you have a predominant use, but you're still open to the oil leasing and so forth.
Yeah.
If you put reserves and refuges, I wonder if that was. What is it?
Two of them. All of the
do we have any reserves in the present time?
Yeah, they're not a question.
Maybe we should say refuge is there because nowhere is reserve defined.
Yeah, you're right.
Phil, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, to answer Clark's question, we have state game refuges and state critical habitat areas are established by law. And there is a chapter on 38. Sections in there identifying those and describing them. And every time the legislature passes a law creating one, it appears in the statutes in that particular section. But reserves are as such that you're
don't
speaking
exist.
Of, don't they aren't by law established.
We haven't, they're not established.
They haven't been created.
But refuges are.
Well, refuges and critical habitat areas
are not completely permissible use. And that's why they're created by the legislature, not administratively. These areas here, public reserve systems in general and wildlife reserves would be open to multiple use. And you're authorizing this new classification to be made administratively.
Well, the point I'm making is I think that wildlife refuges can too. For example, any of these other things could be closed to multiple use, but it would require an act of the legislature. I'm just saying, what does state wildlife reserve mean within that? That it doesn't mean anything in present law.
What?
There's no definition of what a
wildlife reserve is. No. There's no definition of a state forest reserve.
Maybe, Chuck. Well, Mr. Chairman, one thing, there are draft regulations that are being worked on by DNR would go to implement this thing, or could be modified to implement this thing. And they do define some new wild lands and wildlife classifications. I don't remember exactly what the terms are, but they are in there. I would think that maybe that should be omitted, state wildlife reserves, or at least until it is defined. And also, to go back to this systems problem, state parks is a system, but I wonder in this first thing if you could say maybe include the following units or systems and not use management systems entirely, and then call the first thing the state public reserve lands, state park system, the state public domain lands, and get away from recognizing these things as systems. Something like that. And then kind of deferring the state wildlife reserves until you get some.
Chairman, this I would concur in. We've got adopted the term systems because of H.R. 39. And I don't think the intent is to put these lands into systems. The intent is to classify them in certain categories, to be managed under those categories or classifications, not as a system as such. I think there should be some distinction in that. And then, once you said if you would change that word system to category on line 7, and then make these titles on down in these subparagraphs as definitions or explanations of what you mean by these categories, I think that would make it a little bit clearer all the way around.
Okay, I follow
that, Mr. Chairman.
I'll make the motion. As I understand it, systems is something, at least with the state park system, it's something that the legislature establishes. What we're talking about here is classification, which is established by the department.
Well,
is it intent? Are we going to change the word management systems to something?
Well, I'll move, and we can argue about it later. On line 7, change the word systems to categories, and the two word systems appearing on line 8 and line 14, change to lands. Howard,
line 14, what'd you do there?
Just 8 lands.
Just state park land. Well, why don't I just state parks?
Okay. How about state?
Public reserve system, what'd you do there? Public reserve?
Lands.
Lands.
You do classify land.
Just take the goddamn word reserve out of it.
Classify.
Okay.
Okay. There's objection to the amendment. Hearing no objection, the amendment carries. Bob, you.
Now, okay. Before we leave this, Steve, are you going to change the word at the top on section on line 5, management systems? Are you going to call it something else? The word system, did we change that?
Yeah.
In the title?
Yeah.
Management classification or something?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I think classification might not be the proper term.
Okay.
Categories are probably better.
Categories, okay. Move categories in place of system. Hearing no objection, categories. Ends of category and fine.
On a, does the words, I don't see any other systems used in there. Is it referred to, just make sure we get it.
In B on the next page, on, excuse me, on line 26.
And on line 2.
On the next page. But also on line 26, it should read, the management categories listed in 1 and 2, rather 1 through 4.
Yeah.
I so move.
Point of order.
Okay, I'd like to move in.
That's just not a man. Give me a little leeway.
I'd like to move. Okay, I'd like to move on line 11. Change the word system to category. Line. Line 26. Change the word systems to categories and the number 4 to 2 on line 26.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
And after, on line 13, we probably should have the conjunction there, and. Isn't that the only other number? Yeah. Okay.
What? Oh, yeah, and after. Wait a minute, no. After 2?
No. 1, 2, and 3.
Do we leave in the trail system?
No, we blew the trail.
So it's after impact areas
for fire steering.
Huh?
We eliminated we kept 3 and 4 already.
Yeah, but 5
is still in there. It's 1, 2, and
5 is in there.
Okay, yeah, it's so after 2. I'm sorry.
It's after 2.
All right. And after values on line 16. Hear no objection. Motion carried. All right. Okay, on page 11, let's see, 11, line, okay, here's another Rudd amendment, two of them, as a matter of fact, 5 and 6. And I don't see anything wrong with those things. I don't know. Pat, do you see any?
Oh, you're on 900.
I'm on page 11, line 22, and Representative Rudd suggested adding a B and C section, and they are per amendments 5 and 6. I couldn't see anything wrong with it.
Why don't we, Mr. Chairman, on the second one, amendment number 6, why don't we just say municipality? It appears to expand, I mean, that was the purpose of it.
Mm.
I don't know who all an interested person is, whoever they are under the APA.
You're encouraging me.
There's a legal definition for it.
Yeah, but the only reason she has it here is to cover the municipalities. Maybe she wants to cover. It seems to me has standing to petition, that's all. If the regulations.
Chairman?
I don't understand what a municipality has standing to petition for adoption need.
Well...
They can petition, can't they?
Well,
why do they have standing?
That's a legal concept, meaning that they can't just throw it out without looking at the merits of it, saying you don't have standing. I mean, that's a...
Well, all they're going to do is petition. Anybody can petition to do that, can they not?
Well, I agree with Clark, Earl. I really do think that some of the people that they're petitioning might say, well, hell, this goes on outside your boundaries. You don't have any, we're not going to pay any attention to you. And I guess that's what she was trying to get to.
All right, then let's do it the other
way. It says...
Let's do it the other way around. Should they be able to interfere in something outside their boundaries?
Well, but they don't have to be granted the petition. All it says here is if an interest which a municipality is authorized to regulate outside its boundaries, that I guess pertains to the right getting sewer and water and so forth into the boundaries, then they'd have a right when the state was doing something to cut that off, cutting their water rights off or the right to run a sewer line or something. They could petition, and the commissioner would have to listen to the arguments, and he could deny it on whatever grounds he wanted, but one of the grounds could not be, well, you guys, this is outside your area. I mean, you'd have to come up with another reason that they weren't really affected or that would...
I think that most reasonable, if people would be reasonable, we wouldn't need this session, but I guess we're going to assume that people are going to be unreasonable all the way through this. No reason to stop here. Anyway...
Just a one-word suggestion. It's sort of unclear to me who they're going to petition. Maybe that's sort of what you're talking about now. But sounds like the intent is that they're talking about the commissioner, and possibly that word should be inserted.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay, tell you what, I'd move Rudd Amendment 5, which would add a subsection B with the amendment suggested by Mr. Fraley that would add the word commissioner in after petition, at least. Is there objection to that one? Okay, if there's no objection, that'll carry. Let's go with another one then, number 6.
I don't understand. I don't understand that one. I don't know.
There's a gentleman here from CRA. You don't understand that Ms. Rudd was here previously, but I guess whatever she said didn't take. The amendment number 6, do you have that there?
Yes, I
do. Do you know why that would be necessary?
No.
I guess it's...
No, go ahead. We
were told some detail.
The purpose of that, at the same time as at amendment number 5, I think is pretty much the same, except if you wanted to include, to assume that regulations that the commissioner himself is developing to control himself, essentially, wouldn't include them. In other words, there are other sections which ask that the commissioner, the DNR, develop regulations for classification for other purposes. And there's an earlier amendment that asks that the regulations include some kind of appeals process. State land use planning, or the state federal land use planning commission had identified a possible phrasing that could be a shorter version of that number 6. A one liner could be added in there, which would essentially say that regulations should include a process whereby a municipality or other aggrieved party might appeal a decision.
I tell you that what I feel about this, I see what she's doing now. It's just trying to cover every possible eventuality. It's hard for me to believe it'd be that unreasonable, but I'll move for it. I don't think it's against public policy or anything like that. It just means that interested persons may petition the commissioner for reconsideration of the decision. I don't know why they couldn't do that anyway, but if it makes people happier, I'll move to include number six. Is there objection?
Yes.
Okay, there is objection.
That's me. Oh, objection.
Okay, what's your objection?
My question, I think it goes back to my original point, on the bottom of this, fines a municipality isn't it a person under certain circumstances. Impliedly, does that mean that under other circumstances it is not an interested party? There's no definition in 4462 presently of what an interested party is or an interested person is.
And I don't know. Do you think it's all that damn important? You know, if it gets you a vote for the bill on the floor, you think it ought to be in there?
Nobody could understand it.
You make these decisions all the time. What's wrong with you making one?
Well, I thought I'd be real blunt about it.
I just have
a... okay, I just don't think that anybody will ever read this section of law
for the next 35 years, 36th year.
All right.
You're going to be seeking the out.
Okay, is there further objection by the members of the committee?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think we need it.
Okay, all in favor of the motion, raise your hand. All opposed? All right, the chair's going to rule the motion carried. I saw three
two
votes.
Two to
two.
Two to two.
I saw three votes to two. I challenge the ruling chair.
Well, it doesn't do a goddamn thing, Steve.
I don't know, on page 11.
All right.
Not a thing.
All right. Okay, page 11, we're still on. Let's see.
Let's get the other one there now.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Leo?
Just a matter of a question on page 11, line 2, for state. It says there, in the state public reserve system, should that be categories?
Oh, right.
Since we changed that.
You're right, Leo. Can you make that motion, Leo?
Yeah, it's all over.
Okay, state public reserve lands, I guess we use.
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing no objection to the motion to replace the word systems by the system by the word lands on line 2, page 11. Motion carries. Okay. Good work. Okay, definitions, apparently nobody's got.
Yeah, I got some of my definitions.
Okay.
They're all on page 13, just to go along with the amendments you've already made.
Okay.
At the top, line 1, we're talking about state park means an area designated by, you want to eliminate proclamation of the governor.
Or, yeah.
Or, right. Okay. And then
by law, I think we can use. Means an area of state land designated by law to be managed. Okay. Because
okay.
The statute, the governor can still do it for less than 640 acres, and that's not a statute.
Right.
Okay. I would so move that the words proclamation of the governor or by be eliminated, and that the word law replace the word statute. Okay. Hearing no objection, the motion carries. I'd also move to delete the language between lines 10 and lines 20. Hearing no objection, the language is deleted. Like to move to delete section 3 and renumber section 4 according. All right, we've gotten to the end of this. Oh, hearing no objection, the motion carries. Okay, we've gotten to the end of this thing. Has anybody got, I got a little amendment I want to tack on before we do that. Is there anything further on the major part of the bill? Okay.
Five-page
Chairman, I've got one little stinker here.
Okay.
On page 3,
we would have money after concession zone inserted in area development, but I, would it be possible to put agriculture sites?
Yes.
Okay, sir. I still move it as an out of consent.
What was that, Ernie?
Aquaculture sites.
Energy development.
Well, just aquaculture would do, right?
All right.
Okay. Is there objection to the addition of the word aquaculture on page 15, page 3, line 15? If not, the motion will be adopted. Okay. What I got here is the Wood River Ticket Park, and before I go into it, the land around Wood River Ticket is was chosen by the state for the purpose of creating the park. That was the reason for it. We would have done it, I believe, in 1976. Representative Anderson strenuously objected to that, and that's the sole reason why that bill didn't pass. Now the people in his area say that they want the park. I got somewhere. Got a memorandum from Bristol Bay Native Association saying that they do favor it. And Mr. Frelick is here, and he originally, I believe you originally drew this Wood River Ticket Park bill, didn't you?
The governor's bill, and then we worked on a bill with the Alaska Legal Services representing people from Legnagik that lived in the Wood Ticket area.
Okay.
How many acres?
I don't know.
It's quite a few acres. The park itself is approximately 1.4 million acres.
Jesus Christ.
And the bill would also authorize addition by the governor of 126,000 at his by proclamation.
Okay. The members either do have or should have the proposed bill, in addition to the memorandum of February 9, 1977, from Mr. Frelick to Russ Cahill.
I got the memo.
Okay. Is this bill that we've got, is this ready to go now?
The one that says draft 21076 on the top law? Is that what it says? Or is it on legal services paper? Yeah, that's a new
little numbers written in it.
This one doesn't have a number.
Is it on legal services paper?
No, I let me.
This is the little numbers you're talking about.
Yeah, the little numbers. That's the same one. That's the one.
Yeah. This is one. All right. Okay.
That's not really ready to go because it doesn't have complete descriptions. Instead of writing out the descriptions, which take a couple pages,
I just said
continue description.
And okay.
I've checked those with the legal services draft, which is the Legnagik people's draft, and the description that they agreed on last year is the one that's contained in the original bill.
All right, okay, so that what we'd be doing is essentially is inserting the original language from the original bill
for to complete the description.
Okay. Now, people from the area would like to also add the land around the electric lake, but I don't have that description, and I think what I will do, let them come in with the appropriate description as a floor amendment, if they get the thing here on time. Otherwise, we just have to go without.
I found a map of the boundaries of the park as described in the original bill, and it includes the northern half. Looks like just about exactly half of the northern lake.
Well, they apparently would like to
look to. Cuts across like that. No, I'm not sure what the reason was for not including the whole lake. I suspect it might be because this is state land south of that line.
Well,
if
it's state land, we can't do it.
I'm only guessing. Well, you could create a park with private inholders.
Okay, what I'd like to do is until we get an adequate description of what it is they want, if they can't come up with that, and I don't know what we'd do to help.
I know it was. I gave mine to somebody.
I can pass this around.
You say you made it.
I gave mine to my brother.
What the hell is?
Haven't got any more of them.
I don't right now. You could have this one.
I appreciate it.
The map is right on the inside cover.
I remember getting this one finished 2 years ago. Thank you. Nice.
Okay. All right. There's Pete, does this thing have the problems about the council vetoing the regulations?
No, this is a draft that I put together to sort of tone down the council veto power, because I thought that it went unconstitutionally too far.
Okay.
In terms of delegation.
Okay, is this memorandum? Okay. This memorandum of February 9th really addresses the legal services bill, right?
Right.
All right.
What I basically did was work from the legal services draft and the governor's original bill and put together a sort of a combination.
Okay.
Incorporating their suggestions where I thought they were most appropriate.
Well, okay. I'd like to suggest one amendment if we get around to this, and that we would delete the word wilderness wherever it appears. In 1977, it probably sounded like a good idea. But I would suggest that we delete the word wilderness everywhere that it appears.
How about wild rivers? Why don't we just call it Woodtichick instead of
Woodtichick Park?
It's been called wilderness. Well, even some places, State the Park. Word Woodtichick has been taken out.
Well, let's just call it Woodtichick State Park. Anyway, there is a Wood River Titchit State Park bill in the Senate.
That's what I thought.
This bill is being taken up here with the knowledge and consent of Senator Poland, who just hadn't had time to do it over there. The senator from the area, Senator Homan, also supports it. Said he did the last time I saw him.
Mr. Chairman, for clarification, I guess I should say that in this draft bill that you have that's attached to my memo, the bracketed language represents language that this draft deletes from the legal services draft. And the underline is additions that I added to their draft.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
you have a suggestion on section, would be section 11, I guess, on page 3? Okay. I didn't quite understand the constitutional problem.
That's all new language.
Is there any?
The original bill apparently had language which would allow this council to overrule departmental regulations, which is a violation of the Constitution. You can't do that.
Acres was that park, Mr.
Chairman? 1.5 million when I was there.
What happens now when they want to burrow out there and they give away all their goddamn lands in a park and they'll be coming in just like Anchorage and wanting $25 or $30 million in lieu of land?
Well, Red, after they get 10% or what's
for an initiative passes, they won't have the land anyway.
Oh.
That's simple, Red.
Well, the initiative's gonna pass.
Well, That's where everyone's going to file their homestead.
You guys are
all they get is a 10%
right.
Unappropriated, unreserved.
You live in the city,
be appropriate.
That's right.
So they won't be. They take the 10% that's left.
I had the floor, Mr. Chairman. I'll run off. I just will ask my questions right now.
If there's 1.5 million acres going to go out into a park, how are they going to get their 10% land selection?
They take that club and use it. They take 10% of the unappropriated land. If this happens before the form of borough, then it's simple.
What I wanted was some practical reasons why I should vote for this, knowing how I feel about making parks out of Alaska at this time. And
because the people that live out there want it. That's one of the reasons.
Another reason is Congressman Young, who has written, considers this to be an important piece of legislation to uphold his position on the D2 issue.
Shit, he lost about 9-1. I think it's too late to help Congress. But
he has written anyway.
Some of that on my
garden. He said that he's written to Senator Poland. Is essentially that a lot of the problems that they're confronting, of course, is because they think that the Alaskans, all Alaskans, would like to have all the land just developed. And he says that's not true, that we provide a system of parks, blah, 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 et cetera. That's the essence of what he's written.
Clark, he knows about State Park. Go ahead and ask him.
Can you hunt the State Park?
Yes.
Yeah, but they can also close it to regulation.
Yeah. Basically,
48 square miles.
Like you got State Park in your place, and they're safe to walk.
Here, I'll do it.
6415.
In this part, one of the provisions of the bill on page 4 here required that the Division of Parks guarantee continuation of traditional subsistence non-commercial use of the area for housing and fishing game. So in other words, subsistence hunting would be guaranteed, and other hunting would depend on regulation by the Division of Parks and fishing game. Board of game.
So if hunters from Kodiak went over for moose, they could be cut
depending
out
on what the Board of Game did and the Division of Parks.
What about aircraft?
Too much.
that's provided for in terms of
drainage area.
Of subsistence activities. There isn't anything mentioned as to other aircraft use.
Where's that appear on?
On page four. And, well, actually, it doesn't mention aircraft at all. It just says small outboard motors and snow machines. There's nothing mentioned about aircraft.
There's something else behind it.
How many acres? How many acres of patent land does the state have right now, Clark, you know?
36.
That's what they want.
Huh?
36.
Patent it?
Patented.
Well,
working title.
MTA, your county TA lands?
Yeah.
Yep, patented MTA.
Yeah, 36.
36 million?
I was just trying to figure what percentage of our state land was sold to land on chunk.
About 3%.
How many acres, Mr. Bill?
1.5. 16 patented.
Everything was going tonight.
One tenth of our patented land going into a park.
One third, 3%.
Mine in it? Huh?
No.
Can't? Is there any minerals over there?
We don't know.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Putting a spruce up there to run the thing somewhere down over there.
Okay, I'm going to do something here, all right? And I'm going to move that we amend this bill. Of course, we haven't even got a bill yet, but I'm going to move that we amend this bill to add this Woodtichick State Park legislation right here, with the understanding that the description is going to be the same as in the original governor's bill, and that all references to wilderness park will be stricken and replaced with state park.
It had some wild river things in it too, didn't it?
No.
No. That was in the other bill we struck it.
Mr. Chairman?
And wait a minute. I'm not through.
Okay.
With the and also on page four, and I'll ask Mr. Frelick to comment on this, I'd like to strike all the language in subsection C after incompatible use. That was objected to. And incidentally, I'm sure that is the existing law anyhow. Yeah. Environmental organizations, for instance, could come crashing in anyhow. So
I have a couple of questions before we finish the bill, Mr.
Yeah, I know I got the bill.
Oh. All right.
On the first page of line 22, the wilderness park is also created to protect the area's recreation and scenic resources.
Where are you now?
Well, I'm on the first page. I suspect that's the bill we're working on. Page,
yep.
Line 22.
Line 22, yep. So what does it say?
Well,
the park is also created to protect the area's recreational and scenic resources. Does that mean that no one could go in the park?
No, no.
Recreational means no. People will be going in there.
It means you can go in there and use it anytime you want to. No, I don't know of any state parks you can't set foot on. But you're going to see lots of federal ones.
Mr. Chairman, any known valuable mineral deposits in the parking lot?
Chuck?
There's not too many. It is almost unknown, so.
I don't know.
It hasn't been explored to any extent.
Mr. Chairman?
It's a very beautiful place.
Page three, the bottom of page three and top of page four seems to set up a conflict with the House Bill 960, the division of subsistence and the whole idea of giving subsistence use. In other words, this management council seems to have the power to override fish and game in the management of the area. Also, I think it's going to set up an early and unnecessary conflict with recreational sports fishing and hunters. How much of this, when these provisions came in later, I don't know how much of it.
I have a copy. Well, a lot, you know,
I have another question.
Well, wait a minute. Let's get this one of Mr. Greeny's settled first.
All right.
Let's
just start with section D there.
The primary use is for the commercial fisheries are really important.
Well, have you read this?
Yeah. Okay. DNR should consult with Fish and Game and Management Council prior to adoption of regulations governing public use of the park.
I guess that's the one that
we control.
Department of Fish and Game Management Council prior. No regulation. What is it in there that's a conflict?
The department should Fish and Game should consult with Department of Natural Resources prior to adoption of governing.
I don't know.
I don't know who. Is it clear that the Department of Fish and Game is sending them?
Yeah, but it just says they got to check with the other department. And they also have to check with the local management council.
The way I tried to draft this, you've got two lead agencies with different bailiwicks. DNR governing public use in the park just as they do in any park by regulation, and Fish and Game adopting regulations, the Board of Game actually, the boards adopting regulations governing fish and wildlife management. And I wanted to make sure that there's coordination and consultation both between those two lead agencies before one of them did something within their jurisdiction, and that each of them would also consult with this management council to make sure that it had some input. And so it sounds convoluted unless you read it carefully, but that's the idea.
Red?
Well, I had a concern here about subsistence. Although it does repeatedly say subsistence in the bill, it can be used by the local people, I suspect, for subsistence. But if they were to use a fur-bearing animal for subsistence, they couldn't sell the hide. If they caught whitefish, which is an abundance in the lakes, they couldn't sell the whitefish for it. So I think that there should be something in here that would allow, as we do everywhere else, if they trap or catch whitefish or fish in those lakes, they should be able to sell them, just like they do now.
because they can't take anything in here. They can't take any kind of a subsistence in this area for barter or trade. It's got to be absolutely all non-commercial.
Yeah.
Other use would be subject to the board game.
It doesn't say that. It says none.
No, it just
continuation of traditional, subsistent, non-commercial use of the area of the harvesting of fish, game, or fur-bearing animals and plant life.
That's how much is guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Everything
that's
else is up to the board.
Well, okay.
On subsection, I guess that's B now, on page 4,
yeah.
You talk about regulations adopted pursuant to 420D. Back on page 3. I think that's probably inconsistent with 960, but I suppose.
I'm sorry, what's the language part?
On page 4, you see line 16, it refers to regulations adopted pursuant to subsection 420D, which is on page 3 there. Then we have regulations that are going to be adopted under 960. I know there's a conflict, but I don't know specifically who I looked at the bill.
Well,
I mean, assuming that bill passes, don't you think we're pretty well covered by that?
I tell you the way I feel about it is that either it should be ironed out in a free conference or, I mean, I don't even know if the subsistence bill is going to pass this. So, you know, I don't know how much we can worry about
it. I'm not too sure this bill's going to pass.
No, I'm not either. But,
Chairman, when you have, when the floor is free, I'd like to ask a question.
Okay. Wait a minute, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Red raised a question that really hadn't been answered yet. And that's, would you suggest a strike in the word non-commercial?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying? Okay, I think you're right. I'd like to move to strike that language.
I wonder how you can have commercial subsistence.
Well,
maybe my idea of subsistence is different than this 960. I don't know that bill, but different than what you guys have decided. But to me, subsistence means non-commercial.
Well, okay.
But I know that there's some issue about that.
Subsistence is defined elsewhere, though. I mean, it either is or it isn't. There's no reason to set up any different subsistence standards here than you have elsewhere in state law. It's either commercial or non-commercial layer, and if it bothers people, we'll get it out of there. Is there objection to the removal of that language? If there's not, then we'll remove it. I just wanted to answer that one, and Oral had the floor, and then we'll get back to you, Red.
Mr. Chairman, I, on page 3, starting at line 9, this one absolutely the floor. I'm sure there must be some rationale on that one, besides what I read into it. What's it all about? What makes this park so much different than any other park that should belong to Alaska citizens?
Well, here's what the essence of it is, that park is far away from most of the population centers, and there are local residents in those villages who are vitally affected by what goes on in the park, which is different from McKinley Park or Denali Park or something like that, I think. And the purpose was to set up
some kind of mechanism by which they would be sure to have some say, not the final say, but some say in the management of the park. And the other reason is that people are loath to pass a bill without the support of the local representatives. And that's what the local representatives want to put in there.
You're sure worried about that goddamn article, aren't you?
Huh?
Well,
no, I was listening to you.
Mr. Chairman, here you have...
Where do you want that article?
For God's sake, you have, the governor shall appoint one member of the council.
Yes, you're worried about that.
From three nominations submitted to him by the following. Where else do you have anything like this in our state government where, I mean, I don't, no, the governor isn't even allowed to make the selection. It seems to me like that's a...
Well, maybe it is. Maybe we ought to... it's Mr. Frelick's language, as a matter of fact. What was the original...
let me see if I can look at it. Another additional reason for involving the local people to this extent is that whereas local people don't have involvement anywhere else, is just that there really isn't any other park that has such a high degree of subsistence value. And I guess that's sort of what you're saying. The importance of this park to the local people is sort of out of proportions to local interest in other parks.
But I mean, if the chairman, if what we're talking about is protecting subsistence hunting and so forth, which I have no quarrel with, why in the hell make it a park? Why doesn't it just fish and game go ahead and handle it by regulations like they do all the rest of the state?
Well, one of the reasons is that there's a chance that this all might be private land out there. And then,
Man, you guys all ought to take a trip
about
and go out there.
On somebody's homestead.
Ought to go and just take a trip and take a look.
The committee can go
yeah.
Well, I've been out there, Red.
So have I, Steve.
And
it's so damn remote, I can't imagine anybody going out there and living unless they were a trapper.
Well, under the new homestead initiative, Red, they don't have to go out there and live. All they have to do is sign a little piece of paper. Then they'll own that land, and you won't be able to set foot on the land, and neither will I. And it was selected by the states for the park. So let's get real
well,
fun
I guess
about
we can
it. That's
make,
what it's all
we
about.
We can make the state into a complete park, and nobody can get any
land. Anyway, okay. Leo, was that a...
I made a motion.
What was your motion?
To include the Wood River Tick Tick Park to this bill here.
I object.
Okay, there is an objection.
I object too. Just a second.
Okay.
I still think we're setting up a conflict here. I think we ought to resolve the 9-6. I think that bill's going to pass. And I don't think we ought to set it. I still don't see this clearly as who develops a plan, although it appears that Fish and Game does. It also appears that it can be overridden, although it doesn't say so directly. It's not exactly clear.
Well,
I can't hear anything.
It is a funny park because of people living in it, and the people, there's native lands in it, and there's village lands in it, and people go, isn't there some village native lands?
There might be.
Six villages.
No, not in the park, but at least
in the area.
Yeah, in the area. And people use the land for subsistence purposes and also for sport and money. And the villages there depend on that area for their needs, and I guess that's the reason for doing it. It wouldn't be the case in any other park that I'm thinking of.
Well, that's what the people want. Why don't we just give it to them?
Well, Leo,
know, I don't have any problem with that, but I'm wondering what the chain reaction will be. That's what I'm concerned about right now.
What kind of?
Well, we have start to get a series of these, 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I think this is a one of a kind, Ernie. I really do. It's something that we've been working with now for 4 years that I know of, and I don't know how long ago before that it was being told. And the only reason that this bill wasn't passed in 1976 was because of the objections of Nels Anderson and George Homan, who were abiding by the wishes of their constituents, as they should be. And now the constituents think it's a good idea to make
a park. God damn it, this is state land. This doesn't belong just to this.
Yeah, I know, but that was the reason, anyway.
Can I ask a question? How many, I know there's one lodge out there, the Golden Horn Lodge. How many others are out?
Three commercial lodges.
What happens to them? Are they bought out or
nothing? They're continued.
They're in holding.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about whether their land is taken from them. I'm just wondering whether under this system they're going to be able to operate anymore.
Oh, absolutely. I think it probably protects their interests. Sort of keeps limits their competition.
Are they traditional subsistence or what? How are they
private land?
I know, but the regulations are not, they're limited. The regulations apply to anything within the park boundaries.
Right. So that's up to
the park. Don't fish on their land, they fish in the park.
That's right.
And?
They'd still be able to. They're subject to the fish and game regulations under this.
I have no objection to that.
Irrespective of which way they go. In other words, they can still have their fishing lifted, whether this is a park or not. It would close all that area to fishing.
That's right.
And the same determinations are made on that.
That's right.
Whether this is a park.
But you would have a different system, maybe, than you would have elsewhere. It appears to me that the regulations would be set by kind of a tripartite board here.
What's wrong with that?
There may be nothing wrong with it, but I'm saying that I think the question of subsistence is better handled through 960.
Yeah, we're not sure that's what it passed.
My observation would be that that it's fairly likely that both 960 and this bill will go into free conference, but I don't know.
Chairman, what is the access of these three people now? How do they get in and out?
Fly in, I assume.
Well, according to what you say, that no longer aircraft can be used.
I don't think anybody said that. There's nothing in this bill that affects aircraft use.
They also use fairly large boats.
Yes, there is. Nothing in the park can be used but snow machines and small kickers.
I don't think that's what it said.
Well, you read it a little while ago.
These regulations shall recognize.
This is pretty complicated. I think it's an overriding concern that don't sure as hell don't park through this year. But yeah. I'm pretty concerned about how this is going to meld over the 960. And what I don't want to do is set off a war out there. But I want it resolved the best way possible. I don't know whether this is.
Okay.
And I think local people ought to have primary input. I'm in favor of the council there.
Okay.
We could have done that. We could have run those juvenile hunters out.
Well, maybe we ought to find a copy of the 960 then, huh?
I have a motion pending.
I know it.
We're still discussing.
Well, okay. Paul, okay. There is a motion on the floor. Schaefer is correct. The question's been called for.
Are you going to amend it?
Mr. Chairman?
There is objection.
Is there a motion? Amend the motion.
Okay.
I amend the motion. Read that the area shall not exceed 1.5 million acres.
I, Isn't that, how much is in there anyhow?
What did he say? That's what I said.
How much is in there?
Not to exceed 1.5 million?
It's 1.4, roughly, $1,428,000.
All right.
And then, that's what is created as a park, and then in part B on page two, authorizes the governor to add another $126,000, so that would put you over 1.5 by about.
What are we talking about? Whatever those two figures are, I don't want to see.
That 1.7.
That's one.
Well, they want to add that territory down Licking Lake.
1.5, 5.4.
Well, I just can't imagine those people locking themselves out of that area.
They're not locking themselves out of there.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
They want to keep themselves from being locked out of the area, I think.